Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's a Tuesday. It's our Mbizo. Let's sit. Let's gather around. Let's discuss this thing, because we cannot have it that a year later, when we had this conversation last year, almost this time, we were talking about children who's passed on, who have passed on because of consuming goods just after buying them at a local shop, a spaza shop, right? Similar kinds of products. We were then told, no, the results thereof did not point to what they consumed from the spaza shop. All the same, we are here again. Whatever the results, it points to the same kinds of patterns. Whether the, you know, whether the medical reports say it or not, at the end of the day, we are seeing the same kinds of pattern. Here we have five children who've lost their lives after consuming some snacks again from a spaza shop. Whether it is true that those were the same as last year or not is irrelevant. The community wants the spaza shop owners gone. They want them away from their communities. They're saying the police do not do anything. The police know of spaza shops that are not operating legally, that are not operating with proper permits. They're saying that, in fact, the police, this is what we got yesterday, in fact, the police protect them. It cannot be that people who serve our children food that is laced with poison are protected. We need to have an Mbizo. We need to have a conversation. 0860000959. Give us a call now. You tell us, what do you think needs to happen? Everybody now seems to be running to the scenes. We saw everybody, all the officials. We saw this last year too. It didn't help. 0860000959. Voice notes on 0636880959. I'm going to go to community leaders here now. I'll start with Dudula. Operation Dudula today. We're also out in the streets today. Davis Maholejo is on the line with us to give us a sense of what it is that they wanted to see happen today. Thanks so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Evening, Pamela, and evening to the listeners as well.
Mr. Maholejo, tell me what you want to see happen.
As Operation Dudula, we just want to see all these rebels who are owning spaza shop.
Mr. Maholejo? All right. I'm not sure if his line has given up, but I know that there have been many, many problems today with the network. So, Mr. Maholejo? Okay. It's probably not him, because I see his line is operational. I'll go to Witumelo in Benoni. Witumelo, you've got a comment on the story. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, my comment is basically our local municipality is not doing anything about the dumps.
Mm.
What I've heard is that I think you've seen a story on Cut Lunch whereby the truck shop owners go to the dumps to pick up rotten food from little Woolworths and all that stuff.
Mm.
And then they resell it.
No.
But nobody's doing anything about it.
Okay, Witumelo, tell me again, you are saying that the shop owners are buying or at least picking up food from the dumps.
I get it. It works out two ways. There's the dumps that you have in your ecolunis or whatnot,
Waste dumps, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we live in nice because ecolunis comes and picks up our food and whatever.
Yeah.
So there's also when Woolworths and your Checkers dump food.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys pick up their stuff. So that's pretty, that's like expired food. Where they pay the municipality workers in order to get entrance to the
site.
Then that food is resold onto the townships.
Mm.
And people like you and me don't really care because we It's those people that are in the township that nobody's looking about. I mean, if you look at our ministers and whatnot, everybody's buying from Woodward and whatnot. They don't really care. So it's about time where, as much, we care about each other and we look at how we control these things, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's pretty scary, my dear.
It's scary. We cannot carry on like this. And I think it's an important point you're making. We'll look into the dumping areas. I promise you we'll have an imbizo about that. So thanks for bringing that up, Boitumelo. Appreciate your time. I'm going to go to Dolly because I think Ndade Mogolego's number, I think, was problematic. Dolly, hi. Hello, Dolly. All right, I'm not sure. Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
I'm Davis Bagolego.
Oh, are you back? Are you back on another number?
No, same number.
Same number. That is very strange. Ndade Mogolego, thanks again for getting back to us. So, what did you were telling me that? What do you want to see as Operation Dudula?
We as Operation Dudula. Greetings to the listeners, man. You know, it's a sad day indeed, and then we are very sad because the very same situation it happens last year, whereby we lost almost more than 70.
Yeah.
And I, as Davis Mogolego, I attended almost all of the funerals. I was there. I was helping the families. So while I'm still traumatized. Or while we are still traumatized as Operation to do that, to say what can we do? Here the lightning struck us again with the same situation. I hear they say, you know, evidence, we're still going to do investigations. We have been waiting for the investigations from last year. We're still waiting. We're still going to wait for the investigations. But as Operation Dudula, we do have documents that comes from the doctors to show that the kids who passed on last year, indeed it was food poisoning. I even spoke to one of uncle of Leon Jelle who passed last year. I spoke to him, I think, 3 weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
So asking him, did ever the government or anything has been done? Then he told me it was quiet since last year. They've been waiting. I even asked him, request him to send me the documents that he received from the medical doctors. Then he sent me, and then I read food poisoning. But it's quiet. Like South Africa, we it seems like we don't care. We don't love each other anymore. Even our government is not doing anything. As we saw, even our president, we witnessed, he was visiting the tech shop early this year around May, asking all these Ethiopians if is their business okay, and even encouraging them to do more. So he was even asking one of the tech shop owner if he can buy something from the tech shop. So you see, we are on our own as South Africans. People who live in Houghton, they don't feel what we feel. People who live in Sandton, they don't know what we are experiencing here in Yorkshire.
Let me ask you, Ndade Mogolego.
Yes.
You are saying you saw the medical reports, because
yes,
government is telling us the medical reports are saying it's not directly linked to what they ate from the tuck shop. And you're saying you saw and you have a different account.
I do have the documents. Even the families can call the uncle of Leon Jelle and Neo Kang. I still have their names. Even Wotali Venkatsuka from Eastern Cape, Azine Mayeye. Those reports, they were written one thing, food poisoning. But they will tell you that they are not sure whether it's the snacks or they ate brown bread or they eat, because in the stomach this day, they only discovered food poisoning. But it is because of the sweets or because of what, they cannot detect that. That's what they told us. But bottom line is food poisoning. And even if you can check the video, even the interview of the mother of the late Aida Mama, she just told the whole country or the whole world at ENCA to say the doctor told her that they discovered that there is food poisoning in the system of a child. So we cannot run around and shy away from telling the truth. Our kids died because of food poisoning.
Ndade Mogolego, what do you want to see happen?
We, as Operation Dudula, we want to see, as we have been preaching the very same message 4 years back, to say these illegal foreigners who are operating in our country, who are rebels, who are soldiers in their respectful country, they must pack their fake food and go. Because what they are selling to us, they are killing us so as they can take over our country. They are looting our economy. They are killing us with fake food. Not only what we eat, but even the skin lotions, whatever we use in our skin can be affected with skin cancer. Even the sanitary pads, we can be affected with womb cancers and all these things. So they are killing us. So they must just pack and close the spaza shop. We need to take over of our own economy. As even our premier of Gauteng, Mr. Lusive, last year, he said a very powerful statement to say, all this spaza shop which used to be belong to Bushabalala, Bumtembu, Banbani, they must come back to South Africans. This is our economy. Even he said that last year, but even to date, nothing has been done, which means he was just singing a song. So I don't know what song you'll be composing. Maybe by next week you will be singing another song. But we as Operation Dutula, we are saying they must just pack and go. And it is a crime at its own to open a spaza shop in our country according to Immigration Act. As while if you are a foreigner, when you come to South Africa, you cannot and you are not allowed to open a spaza shop according to Immigration Act. It's a crime at its own. Communities, you've got the right to arrest these people and hand over to the police as they are committing crime of looting every cent in our country to their respectful country. So they are criminals. Whatever they are doing is crime because they are not allowed to open spaza shop in our country. We cannot have spaza shop which doesn't comply, which doesn't have windows. We spaza shop with they are having cats inside. Spaza shop with they are having beds. They are sleeping inside those spaza shop. They are even they even have toiletry in those spaza shop. So you don't know what's happening with these people. They don't respect us. Last time we were doing random check, you know, we find I don't know, it's a toilet, a bucket, he's using it to urinate inside the container. There is no windows. When he opened there with the president, there was urine inside the spaza shop. So you ask yourself, does these people respect us? But what can we do? We are on our own. So we are requesting all South Africans to say, let's stand together. Divided we fall. Let's stand together to say, no, enough is enough. We don't want to see this happening again. Because what happened at next door, it can come into your house.
I really appreciate you giving us your time. Operation Dudula National Organizer Davis Maholego, who says it's time that they need to go and that they have no patience anymore for any of this. I want to go to Dolly in Soweto. Dolly, thanks for calling. Good evening and welcome.
Hello, Pimelo. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, me?
I'm not well. It's a sad day. Mm. It's a sad day in Soweto. Pimelo, all I'm going to say is that I share the sentiments with the, I share the very same sentiments with the previous caller.
Mm.
He has said a mouthful. Mm. You know, there's something very important that the previous caller has mentioned. Love, Pimelo. What is gone, what is lost in our society is love. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So that love is no more, Pimelo. That love is gone. So it's everybody for themselves, you know?
Mm.
What happens next door is none of my business.
Mm.
And it doesn't work like that. That's why our communities are like this, Pimelo. Mm. Condolences to the bereaved family.
Mm.
But the truth is this, Pimelo. As people from Ekasi, we are the ones who give these people our yards to come and operate and do business in our yards. Ne? Mm. Even the authorities, I'm talking from what I saw from my location where I'm speaking from right now. Even if the authorities come, you know what do they not let's say? You are not going to tell me nothing. This is my yard.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
So as people, we are also to blame Pimelo. Let us tell the truth like the previous caller has said.
Mm.
Let us be honest. Let us not sugarcoat the truth. We as people, as the communities, we are to blame Tumelo. You understand? So the last thing that these people are going to do, yes, these foreigners, they are going to remove us out of our homes and houses. You understand? Because they are taking over and they look at us as fools. Because honestly, I don't know what happened to our country. I really don't know what happens to our country, Pimelo. So as communities, we need to get together. Because Tabayori, Mangle Mangota Iponela, we need each other, Pimelo. We understand that we really do need each other. There's no menus in islands. So the sad part is the Operation Tutula has been trying all these years. The next thing they are given names by our own government that they are vigilantes, that they are xenophobic. So what must we do? As the guy said, that we are on our own. So if we don't come together, shame on us. One last thing that I want to say, my sister. Thank you so much for helping us with the electricity issue.
Oh, wonderful.
The Eskom people came on Monday.
Oh,
as
great.
I'm speaking to you now, I'm charging in my house. I'm doing everything. I'm living a normal life like everyone. Thank you so much, Pimelo, and to your team. Thank you.
Really God appreciate that. Thank you, Dolly, there in Soweto. Martha Lehori is a caregiver. Thank you so much for your time, Martha. Good evening and welcome.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm not okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Melhori.
What I can say about my 5 children, that I normally, when they pass each and every term, I try to give them 2 rand, 3 rand, so they don't ask from the men who are going to rape them, who are going to kidnap them. I normally do this for almost 5 years in Naledi Extension. At the other places I did that, I normally took the children and stay with them.
Yeah.
In this area of Naledi, on the 4th of October last year, Ulaiza Hala, this thing, Yabana, same time at the ARU. So, Kadi inspector, no matter how the Pakistan are here, a Harka Hupula,
the inspector, the appeal.
I didn't see Mama because why did you join? Who got the ring inspector, the lady Afika, Bobali, Muruto, Kamuhari, ha. Everything is not right. So, I'm going to go to Daniel. Not arrogant. I don't know how you are going to go to Pakistan. So, none of this thing are analyzed hatred before now. Why do you go to the because last time you had to go to the government, you had to go right. But I can say this because a generation is a young. But yeah, it's a kofal. And a little number of people who are right, Mazimba, ma'am. Why we don't die? Because Banaka Fela, they are finishing. If it's an evil thing, okay, Mudimu cannot ask about. If there's someone Oilumu Ubaka Pila Gabana, each and every October, Haikala Fela Bana here to die. So this thing, Inkutisa Bushuku, Haiti Samodi inspecting, because remember when that Maponya. So the thing is now, why didn't you tell me you are fella from government? That's why I can only issue out it. Why we then close at least the office? Study inspector because I give one more wabona but not a sock of fala. You put people about to react sock of fala. Even though you fell about the fast. What people would you move the abur? Whatever else I am molesting, yes, I like because of the total lumor Satan. But
rona nna ka tla ya ka kina hana hore huna le motho o sebedisang bana go phila ka yena because at the end of the day the residency re bo mme re batswane nna what I did with my children ba ile ngore bona ba ba ispaise ba bona ba hlokofetse o mong o sa fight up for life ya hae nna le ke rata hore most of the time ke ba search helete ke ba itsetse hore ba pass anything o ba reng ke zinhle ka mo next door yaka ke manage a improve le o mo mara hlokofala o wa sello ha hlokofala le yena o ne le top ba thopa bana ba ka kaofela ne ba thopa bana ba ba hlokofetseng like even a o ka buka le di parent tsa bona di tla o jotsa ka November this year ke tshwantse ke tsamaya le bona trip ke ya le bona ko space or whatever ne se ke donatela ke somebody wa di taxi re tlo mpha taxi and then dijo ke tlo ke tloetsa di funding gore re kgone gore ke ba ise ko space bane ba ithutile ke ya le tsetsang ke ba rutela ka fund ba se ka kopa bontate ditšhelete ba tsebe gore ba deserve gore go na le mme mo sefateng o tlang nna ga ke phasitse ke thola bokane even ko ntlong ya ba move but you have to play part e e leng rona re le batswadi la ese ngwana ga wa ka mo ntlong o mo rotloetse o mmontsha gore ke a rata ga o thabile ga o phasitse ka term one term two even though ba bangwe a ba sebetse hantle but the adsign ba ile ba leka ebile onanong o mongwe o mputsitse something yesterday a re mo nna mama popi wa tseba ke utlwa botlhoko bana ba modimo o bankile so a re sa ya ko tripping na yo mama it was painful.
Ke lebohile Martha Legodi is a caregiver herself, and as you can hear some of the painful stories she's giving. On the line is MMC for, no, she's not MMC. This is a regional health deputy director in the city of Johannesburg, Nziki Letsosa. I really appreciate you giving us your time. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Letsosa. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, ma'am.
Mr. Zosa, thank you. Were you able to visit the site of where the tragedy happened over the weekend?
No, we only visited this morning.
Yes, no, but the tragedy happened on Sunday. So what I'm asking is that were you able to go there? You went today?
Yes, we went this morning because that's the time we only got information
mm-hmm.
about the incident sure. yesterday, and then we went to visit the families today.
And what did you find when you got there?
No, to the visit, it was more, I was with the MMC, mm-hmm. and it was more just to, the MMC was there to just give condolences to the family.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, my team from the environmental health went to do an investigation, and then they visited the premise where, which is alleged to have sold the snacks,
mm-hmm.
and then they also had a meeting with the SEPs.
Okay.
So, but we did manage to get samples of the snacks that were taken,
mm-hmm.
And then we took them to the laboratory for analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we are still awaiting results.
Yes.
But from what we have heard is that 5 children passed on as a result of the snacks, and that is just allegedly said that it's the snacks, but we are still awaiting results from the laboratory.
Obviously, we were listening into a conversation that the MMC has had with other media houses saying that there had been a report for the previous incident that had happened in Naledi where it was said that the snacks were not responsible. When you ordinarily do oversight visits like this, inspections like this, what exactly do you look for?
No, what we do, we just look at hygiene conditions of the premises because we need to ensure that each and every premise before any operation, it needs to be certified in terms of the legislation. So when we go there, we look at the hygiene conditions of the premise as well as the quality of the food that is being sold, whether it is suitable for human consumption. So we look at the general hygiene of the premise also. Mm.
Yeah, and the quality of the food, for instance, when you assess the quality of the food, is it just, you know, on-site inspection or do you actually send those samples to the lab just to assess the quality of the product?
No, we do the inspections, general inspection of the premises, but again, we do take samples where it's necessary to take the samples. For an example, with the incidence of Naledi, when we heard that there was an incident that happened, we managed to get samples. Although when we went to the premise was already looted, so we couldn't get any samples. But after engagement with the police and the samples that were taken by the police, we managed to take those samples to the laboratory.
So
we are just waiting for those results to come back.
It's obviously quite difficult. We know that you don't have enough inspectors to be inspecting every single tuck shop. But a sense of how going forward, because we are now seeing this as a second incident, even though we cannot confirm the last one being responsible for the death of the other children, but we obviously want to prevent these things from happening. What's the department, you know, the city going to do about checking these premises that are sometimes given a permit today, they leave, or denied a permit, they leave and then they go open somewhere else?
No, I think from our side, because currently we do have environmental health practitioners that are allocated in wards around Soweto. So they will continuously be doing what is expected of them to ensure that the premises comply in terms of the regulations. So we will continuously be going out as environmental health practitioners, as well as educate the owners of the spazas so that they can always keep their premises hygienic and in a suitable complying in terms of the law. So that's what we will continue to be doing, as well as enforce the legislation where there's a need for enforcement to be done. So I think from our department, we will continue to do the awareness and then ensure that people do comply in terms of our regulation.
I want to ask you about the health facilities that receive these children. Often we are told, and many of the parents have said, well, you know, they arrive at the clinic didn't have the necessary medical tools or even the medication to administer to these children. Your response to that?
No, I don't think I can respond to that one, because as the Department of Health, we normally ensure that we make those necessary orders of medication. So I wouldn't be confirming that maybe there are such incidents where people went to the facility and then they couldn't get the medication.
Yes, but yourself and the MMC went to see the family. Surely they told you what happened with the children and what happened when they got to the clinic.
No, that information was not, at the time of my visit then, that was not discussed with the family.
Were you not aware up until now that the families were not given appropriate medical attention at the clinic? You were not aware?
No. The discussions that we had with the family didn't go that far, so we didn't get any information in that regard. So as I indicated that when we went there, the main purpose of the visit was for the MMC to give condolences to the families. So in terms of the medication, unavailability of the medication, that was not discussed by the families in my presence.
Will you please look into that? Because that is what they're telling the media. And clearly they would like that message to go across. Please look into that, because they are saying, of course they got to a clinic which is not a hospital, but one would assume that the clinic would have an emergency kit of sorts to help with the situation like this, especially if these are incidents that are recurring. Please, Deputy Director, may I ask that you look into that so that we can get some sort of clarity on that. I want to know whether when you're saying you have inspectors coming through and you are saying they are enough and they keep doing what they have to do, are you certain that the inspectors we have are adequately trained?
From my side, I would say they are adequately trained, because with all the environmental health practitioners that are appointed by the department, they are registered in terms of the Health Profession Council of South Africa, and they've got the necessary qualification to do the job. I would confirm that they are well trained.
Has your department ever closed a facility that was not compliant?
We have the closed some facilities that were non-compliant, and some were voluntarily closing themselves after all the pressure that has been put by the environmental health practitioners.
At which
there are premises that we managed to close.
At what point does your work sort of intertwine with the police or the JMPD? Because at some point, I suppose, you do your bit and then they must, the law enforcement has to take over. Just maybe give us how it works.
So in most cases, we do work in collaboration. You'll find out we do blitzes together, the operations together,
mm-hmm.
so that we monitor compliance in terms of the legislation.
Mm.
So we do arrange, like in the past, like most of the time, even we do have a plan in place where we work together with JMPD, visiting all the premises, ensuring that they are in compliance in terms of the legislation.
Mm.
So we are working together with SEPS as well as JMPD to enforce the bylaws. They do go out with EHPs as support also in terms of ensuring that their safety is taken care of.
The perception, if you listen to people who've been complaining, is that they don't see inspectors going to these facilities. You obviously are saying that they are. What are you going to do about the perception that people say you go into these spaces? Not only are people urinating in the same space as they're cooking magwinya, and all sorts of things are happening, that doesn't even need a trained inspector. It's obvious that it's wrong. People don't see inspectors. What's your response to that?
For me, I wouldn't confirm what the community is saying. What I would confirm is that on daily basis, EHPs are supposed to be out in their respective areas to ensure that they do what is expected of them as EHPs. So we, from my side, I would say, because on daily basis they do come in, we do have an attendance register where EHPs come in, and at a specific time they need to be out there to their respective areas to do their work. And on daily basis they are coming back and give reports of the work that they have been done. So from my side, I would say EHPs do go out, because we do receive all the necessary reports that are supposed to be done on daily basis.
Seeing that,
so I wouldn't confirm that EHPs are not out there doing their job.
Seeing that you have reports from the inspectors that they and you're saying they sign their registers too, and yet the community's experiences are different. How are you going to try and make sure that the two actually meet? Because clearly there must be disconnect somewhere. If the communities are telling you they don't see the inspectors, inspectors come with a signed document saying that they were out. Clearly there's a problem somewhere. It's not happening. What is the plan of your department to make sure that the work is done?
Now, we'll continue going out and be as visible as we can, and then ensuring that at least we go out and do those awareness campaigns. Maybe we enhance our awareness campaigns so that people can be able to see the visibilities of the environmental health practitioners.
All right.
Because we do those awareness campaigns, but what we need to do maybe is just to strengthen and enhance those awareness campaigns so that people can be able to see the visibility of the environmental health practitioner.
Well, I mean, it's not even about the visibility. We must see the impact. If your practitioners are out there, there's no reason for me to see a bucket of urine and food at the same spot if your inspectors are out there. So there must be impact as opposed to visibility.
Yes, I do agree with what you are saying, that there should be impact, which I believe that we are, as a department, doing everything that we can as a department to ensure that we support and service the public that we are supposed to serve.
Are you satisfied with what's happening out there? Are you saying you are comfortable, everything is happening, everything is working? Is that what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't say we are 100% sufficient as the EHPs. more EHPs being allocated, that would be acceptable, so that at least the visibility can be, I mean, the impact as well as the visibility can be also enhanced. So for me, I wouldn't say we are 100% available, but I would say that more EHPs, the more visibility and the more impact that we can make as a department.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. Regional Health Deputy Director in the city of Johannesburg, Ntsiki Letsosa.
All tuck shops that are not owned by South Africans must be closed in our townships so that we can get our economy back. In Bophelong, in the Vaal, they have been out for almost a year now, because the community of Bophelong stood up after some kids died of poisonous food bought from these illegal foreigners' tech shops. They are now owned by the locals. We need them out of our country ASAP.
Yeah, let me take more of your calls. Kholofelo, you've been very patiently waiting. Thank you so much for your call. Good evening and welcome.
Dumela, Austinela, how are you?
Dumela, Kholofelo, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a very tough day, hey? Austinela, I just want to add on to what the previous caller said before the MMC. It is true, like, Aridiboni, these inspectors, they claim COVID, they do come, but Aridiboni, and if that is the case, if not, what report back are they taking there if we still have these problematic stores? What do they get to the office and say, basically everything, because that's what we see in our stores. And to them, it's just okay. Those are the type of things that we are struggling with. And then another thing, and Altimelo, I'm sorry if this is going to sound offish, but as Black people, we need to have an honest conversation about these shops. When we want them to be re complain as communities, I'm part of the patrolling team, Yakopiri, we will say, we don't want them around because of what is going on. Mara, there is that one old lady, Otaren, Jale has mang mang limotibela, and the uncle tiseta buroto, le rete joan. Do you understand? So that means that also creates that mentality of we are enabling them just because bonkhono ba rona are able to get discounts from them in the morning or ba khona ho ba chipiseta ka boroto and things like that. And one last point that I also like to make is that when we chase them out, people loot. And that also speaks to the state of poverty that is in the townships. But Baluta and Habaluta, they are taking the very same poisonous food. We've had a case here, but Balutina, and they got sick.
Sure.
Do you understand? They got very sick. And on top of that, it's that very same food. Really against you in the first place. Ever could you see them? Why? Because they cannot afford.
Yeah.
You understand? We really need the government to assist us with that. If, but you said the inspector, how about if one or two, three people, but one on the account of that store, to say, everything is okay, so that they can also get accounts from the community, because we are there every day. We are the people by Rabona, the state, saying, our shops are in. They don't. On that one day, and then they will come back the following year.
Yo, Kholofelo, thanks so much for that. Ndata Selby, good evening and welcome.
Hi, Truman, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Ndata Selby?
I'm blessed beyond measure. I wanna tell you, Lenki Kholofelo, ya poverty.
Yeah.
Hey, the problem is the cost of all the problems we are having with these spaza shops. Because even our spaza shops, our South African spaza shops, we are buying from the cash and carries that are owned by the very same people. My wife last month, Naile Bara, medication, orekile di Zimba from ho ba ba re tsang mo strate o fitse mo ntlong a ishwa
hi wena ntate Selby
I'm telling you actually di so mo leme ka ba ga misa farmers ba mo fa di antibiotic ba mo fa le spray
sure
that ba ba re tsang mo strate answer we are no more going to the cash and carries that we used to buy from. Mm. Because it becomes so expensive when you buy from those cash and carries and people won't come and buy from you. We are forced, even those who are owning spaza shops, our South African brother, they are forced to buy from the cash and carries of these people in order to sell at a reasonable price.
Sure. Most of your voice notes coming through.
I know this guy who just spoke now, who is representing the community, is just lying. These people, they manufacture their own products. Own products. They have videos circulating in YouTube, in TikTok. They manufacture their own, and they're making stuff that are very toxic. And, you know, by hands, not, you know, it's there. It's there. Even if you can Google it, you can see it on TikTok, on Reels, everywhere. These people, they manufacture those stuff at their back shops at night, and they come and sell it to our children.
I will proudly say she's lying. She's lying. I've been operating since 2021. I stayed in Klepspruit. I was operating since 2021, 2022, 2023. I moved to Snake Park with my business. I'm cooking. I make food every day. No sign of any inspectors that comes to my area or they're supposed to be. She's saying they're supposed to be at the area where I've lived. Klepspruit, a busy area where there's my Bonya, let alone Snake Park. Like they don't. There's no inspectors. No one came. The company, the inhaling company that picks up food and everything. They asked me for a safety certificate. I told them there's no inspectors that comes to my area, to my shop to check if everything is okay, so that I can get the certificate. So they don't. She's lying.
We continue our Mbizo, and you've been hearing from community members in Naledi, in other areas as well. But this time around, we're going to be speaking to the MMC of Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg, Dr. Mgcine Tswaku. Thank you so much, MMC, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Good evening to your listeners.
MMC, you paid the community a visit yesterday. What did you find?
No, we went there and we found that there's another case again of five kids that has been alleged that they ate some snacks and then they actually passed on, and one of the kids is still fighting for his life at the hospital as we speak. So when we got there, we said that the environmental health people from the city came, and then they written a report to us, the MMCs, and also the mayor, and then saying that indeed that what happened, the kid, now the autopsy is being done, that they're doing the forensic check on the kids in terms of the cause of the samples they were taken to the lab to analyze, so that there's a link before we can prosecute or do any arrest. They need to check if there's a link in terms of what they have consumed and if the sample that they've taken, it has been alleged that it was from a brown chief that they've actually eaten. So currently waiting for that. So for any action that will take. Surprisingly is that the shop was given a certificate of acceptance, meaning that he's able to trade and do all those things. So it was quite a shocker that this little thing happened. So went to see the family today with the mayor and the premier were there.
So the EHP, we are told, do regular inspections. And as you are saying, surprisingly, this particular shop had been given the green light to go ahead. I mean, how, and I know this is not your jurisdiction, but how confident are we with the inspections that actually happen? When people sign a register and say, yes, we were there, yes, we did the job, how confident are we that the real work is being done? Not somebody giving a bribe, someone saying, no, we did an inspection, and actually a few days later, well, a few weeks later, then there are five deaths.
Look, Premier, looking at the inspections that they have done, remember last year with this big war that was happening, we did a lot of inspections. And then those inspections find that these spaza shops are not complying with the quality control system. In other words, with the with the EMS in terms of your escape route, they don't qualify in terms of the cleanliness of the place, because one of the things is that these people, they are sleeping there, majority of them. But this one, it means that if it was given a certificate of acceptance, everything was on par, all right? But I'm just saying that majority of those spaza shops are not complying, okay? So we've closed most of those so that they can comply. And the community, the society of these spaza shops, which consists mainly of the Pakistanians, Somalians, Ethiopians, and that they promised last year that they are going to set up a quality control system, ensure that they've got a disaster management way of handling this incident. And then also after that, because we're listening to the communities, to saying that how is the local community benefiting from these spaza shops? And they were supposed to go out there and come back with the proposal. Now, I even approached them 2 months ago. I even, you know, it's bad that, you know, this thing happened, because I predicted that. And what happens when another disaster happens? Because you don't have a quality control system of the food that is coming into those stores. Because I told them that you get these chips in a big packet, like those big packets, and then they repackage them. And when they repackage them, no one goes and inspects. Well, they're wearing gloves and all those kind of things like that. So if anything has to happen right now, when the report comes, the green light, I'm going to call for the arrest of the whole of all those people there, that society of the spaza shop, and be charged with murder. Because we've given enough time. I'm happy that the Premier is there, because I can tell you right now for free that those spaza shops are not they need to be closed up until they continue. They're able to come. I can tell you for free, because they said to me that I'm calling for anarchy. No, I'm not calling for any anarchy. We've done this work. We've done almost 500 plus all the stores. And majority is that they do not comply with the environment. Some of them have the food that is not right. And some of them, they repackage this food and we say that is wrong. And then there must be a proper regulation of this thing like that. I'm glad that the Premier, I told him that we need you because you've got more muscle and the resources.
Because MMC, let me come in here slightly because of time. Because we've just had a conversation with the regional health deputy director, who gives us the impression that everything is okay, things are working fine, the inspectors are out there, things are okay, and people, that's not their lived experience. And so when there is an official who gives us the impression that everything is working, yes, not 100%, but things are working, they will just continue to do the same thing. Clearly, there isn't a will to do things differently, because at this point, doing the same thing is not going to help. We need things to be done differently.
Look, I'm coming to you to give my observation, because also we are a different sphere
of course.
The department. We've done it, we've checked it. I can tell you for free that those people are not complying at all. And I'm tired of that. Well, let us not hide nonsense when it's there. They are not, we gave them a chance. I was called all sorts of names, that this and that. I went to the National Spaza Shop Association, and I said that you guys are here, are operating, and also people are benefiting. In terms of the community, they are benefiting in terms of the supplies are right at their doorstep. They don't have to drive longer to get milk and bread. Now, how do we fix this nonsense? Because there is, you know, when the disaster happens, you don't know what to do. You don't issue any statement. You don't quarantine these biscuits, or you don't quarantine any of the snacks. Because normally it says that if there's a suspect that this is the cause of death, they take all these things must be taken out of the shed. They must make a call that they must be recalled, and then that batch where this kid was open and eating, it must be followed so that you can check where did this poison get in the factory or where. But they don't have all of that. And I said that you need to have it because, you know, it's a requirement. And I said, if this disaster happens, you must know that, I'm going to call for a shutdown. So with the help of the province, these shops, I think that you must stop them from operating up until they call. I can tell you. And one thing that we must be open about, even MMC Amy in the public health, she indicated that, I think, with the support of the mayor, because she raised that with the mayor, when we had a one with the mayor, that we're having a shortage of the environmental health practitioners. Most of the environmental health, the practitioners are there sitting at home. Let us call them back. We did call them during COVID. There are many of them. Go and inspect all these shops and give you a proper data and analysis. That's what I want to submit. Let's call them. They've been on Twitter saying that we can help with the audit and also monitoring every time. We can do them on a weekly basis to mark these guys, because in Soweto alone, you've got over 1,000 spaza shops. Actually, they say about 5,000, because in a ward, you have more than 200 of them in a ward. So we need more. We need more resources, more inspectors, more, so that they can mark these guys and on a daily basis and remove these things. We do go there. We remove them, of course, like your coffees. Now, your coffee, man, you can get a coffee there. They take out the coffee and repackage it into small things. What those things, man? Upombi. Lama small plastic. They put them there. You can get them called 5 rand or 2 rand. They take them out of the things. Now, how do you monitor them that, that is not allowed? And we go there, we confiscate the things, and then we destroy them. But so, there are many of them in Soweto.
Can I ask you this? MMC, let me ask you, and you're not pointing fingers at anybody. Apart from the number of people that we need to bring into the system, who, as you are saying, these are people who used to work under that time of COVID. Are we sure that our practitioners are not corrupt, are not looking the other way, going to the spaza shop, but actually walking out there? But I want to bring something else to your attention. Yesterday, someone said, no, you have JMPD literally with their cars protecting these shops when we call for them to be evicted because we have said something is wrong with the place. They get paid. Individuals get paid to protect them. So clearly there's a lot of corruption. At whatever scale, there is corruption, which now leads to children dying.
Look, I'm not ruling out anything, any possibility, because there's been also there's been allegations of SEPs parking there, collecting money.
Yes.
JMPD parking money there. I said to my guys, if you see any JMPD cars there, we just have a video there around the area. We're not going to hesitate to fire that in the individual. You can have JMPD, parking there, going, to get food or maybe just to buy something. I'm just saying that if there's any corruption, please, we need that. And I even appeal to the community. When they stop you, just take a video, please. We want to make an example because people have been telling us that out. But look, we need those guys. I mean, let me be honest with you. We need those environmental heads, guys. You know what? Actually, also helping on. They help with the noise. That's why sometimes in the tavern, it's some bit difficult sometimes to really, to really close them. Because JMPD, guys, I must maybe come in and teach you guys about the bylaw. what is a bylaw? You've got inspectors that go there. We have one. I need to take you through how many bylaws guys we have in the city. What is the function of JMPD on the bylaw? Who are the people responsible to really enforce it? Yeah, well, you can have comdev in the spaza shop. It's not only JMPD. It's your comdev, which is they're the ones who are zoning the place. But this place is going to be zoned for commercial purposes. Number two, the application to have the spaza shop, it lies with the comdev. Now the application looks for the ID. And then you ask yourself, who's the owner for the spaza shop? Is there a proxy now? That's why this thing, Mina, I don't look at the criminality in terms of nationality. I look at the enabler. Who's doing this thing here? So they must all come on board. EMS, they can do their job to check if the place, you must have a plan. This is my shop. In case of fire, these are the extinguishers, exit route. And then what we've seen in majority of all these other shops, and we know this thing, we know the councillors know it, everyone knows it, they sleep on those shops. And that's why I'm saying that I don't care now, because I've done my work. I've sat with the team, with all the, the National Spaza Shop Association, which consists of the Tanzanians and Ethiopians, everything. If there's a call for them to be closed, let them be closed up until they come back. I supported that call. And I told them that I cannot stop a revolution of the community in terms of closing them, because the problem is that they don't want to comply. And they're very stubborn. They're extremely stubborn. They're lying a lot. And they promise and they never deliver. And I want them to really come out now. And but first thing first, let us see if there's a link now. Let us be calm and collected. Let's see the link between those chips and the murder of those kids and the death of those kids. If then that's the case, we have to call for the closure of all these spaza shops up until these guys actually, they comply. I said to them,
When will those results be available, MMC?
Yeah, the when I spoke to the premier as soon as possible, I can't give you a thing the timeline right now. I would have hoped that, with the promises of the premier, I would have hoped that maybe, it's good that when you pronounce these things during the funeral, so that the families can are able, to really find peace. But he says that his team, led by Deputy Commissioner, it's actually with him, sitting with him now on a daily basis. They are working around the whole clock so that you can get the boom. But I'm not going to stop. I'm going to go there tomorrow. I'm going to show you exactly what is happening there and to the public. And I'm saying that with all the authorities that are there in the province and national, the only thing that you need to do now is to really close them down. Get compliance. They must reapply their licenses. There must be a reapplication of the licenses of the spaza shops.
So MMC, where's the department of where is Home Affairs? Everybody complains of the fact that most of these are illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Where is Home Affairs?
The Home Affairs, I think in the operation they do go there as well. Remember, the Home Affairs, they will take them and vet them out by what check.
Illegal immigrants or not?
Yes, and they must be documented because I tell you right now, we have to document them. This thing of that, when they look at me, they think that I don't want to put the people must be documented. How on earth do you think that I'm going to know where they are if I'm looking for them? They must be documented. So these guys, I've seen the main operation. In our operation, they are there to really take the guys and check their status and also in terms of, their legality and also trying and help them to check what is the reason why they are not being documented, because everyone in the country has to be documented.
Yeah.
The problem we're having, the problem that we're having, and the community must know about it, and also they must come and be honest onto the problem, when they come on board, is that they are also in the section of the community when these shops are closed for compliance. In the next days or so, they start having meetings calling for the opening of those same shops. Reason being is that some of them, because remember, they are getting monthly rentals. So they found that at the end of the month, they're not going to be getting any money on their shop. So they're pleading with the community that let us reopen them up. They are going to, you know, check if these things are... So there is this back and forth. We did the same thing in Sepisong. We closed 20 shops there and even their warehouse. And then the community said, and I heard from the people that NMC people are closing, they are reopening all the shops. So it's a conversation that we must have with all stakeholders. And then, Tina, as government, we must relicense all these shops, all of them. There must be a relicensing for the compliance. And then the community must benefit, because if Umgwini has a spaza shop in his yard, you'll find that maybe Umadlamini on the next door, Aganayen. Then who's at the Mabahand? But the one next door, Mabahale. So you have this thing. We spoke about it, I mean, with the communities there in Naledi. Was it Naledi, Morocco? I think about 2 months ago, when those two kids, they were shot.
Mm.
The other sectors said that they just not close the shop. Others said they closed the shop. And the leadership, they saw these tensions that we want them to really comply. But even with the community, sometimes it gets divided in terms of this issue. I will show you, I'm going to go back there again. We're going to have a conversation with the community in terms of that, because there is a lot of
benefit from the presence of these plaza shops. Yeah,
it's a chain. Yeah, yeah. It's a full now. It's entrenched within the community.
Mm.
You know, those monies, other people are using them for, you know, for the school kids to go to school.
Mm.
They're using them for groceries. You've got a lot of spaza shops within the area there, of which the community is benefiting.
MMC.
But the other communities are not going to be benefiting. So you have this toss and turn, pull and push and pull within the community.
We're going to have to leave it here. I appreciate you offering us your time today, MMC for Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg, Dr. Mklini Tswaku, who I think is also being quite candid with us. So I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. Thanks, folks. It's been a really interesting imbizo, quite difficult also, because we have at the center of this is the fact that we've lost the lives. We've lost children, 5 children whose lives have had to just, you know, disappear in front of us because of negligence. I would call this negligence. But I'm really sorry to the families again. We spoke to some yesterday. Our condolences go to them. We hope that report will be made available very, very soon. We'll obviously keep an eye on the story. We won't let it go. But let's call it a night. We'll be back tomorrow at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.